This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. Rock Region Metro's CEO Charles Frazier hopes a trip to the nation's capital will bring more federal money to public transit in the state. KUAR's David Monteith interviewed Frazier prior to his presentation to the nation's elected leaders and asked first about the reason for the trip.
I'm up here in D.C. to speak with congressional offices and the administration on the urgent need to strengthen America's public transportation infrastructure and the importance of that in my own community. Frankly, increased investment in public transportation is vital to modernizing and expanding transportation options for individuals and community, including Central Arkansas.
Talk to us about some of the main points that you're going to be making to members of Congress.
The first thing is just really it's very difficult for us to make any progress without the federal investment. So specifically in Central Arkansas, we had a very old bus fleet, and without the federal investment, we could not have made a conversion to compressed natural gas. Similarly, in the capital city, we have a travel center there where the majority of our bus routes filter into, and we could not have built that travel center without the federal funds as well. So again, it's about the importance of that federal investment.
What specific actions do you hope Congress will take?
Well, we're hoping that they fund public transportation at the same levels that they have in 2018 and 2019 at a minimum. APTA has released a report, American Public Transportation Association, that identifies more than $230 billion worth of public transportation investment that could and should be funded by an infrastructure bill. So there's a lot of projects to be funded specifically, even in Rock Region Metro in Central Arkansas. We need to continue our conversion to CNG for our fleet. And we're also looking at a transit-oriented development project right downtown in Little Rock, which would be a huge investment for our community.
Can you talk to me more about that specific project?
Yeah, sure. So we own a city block downtown Little Rock, and we own the building rights to build up. And so it was trying to solve a few different problems. We have a workforce housing issue. We have food desert issue. And so a transit-oriented development study would allow us to build infrastructure, so a building upward. And that would really provide an opportunity to address, retail space. It would address food deserts and workforce housing, which is desperately needed in Central Arkansas.
So infrastructure spending, is that an area where there's going to be more bipartisan support in this political climate, or what are you feeling like your odds are up there?
I mean, fortunately, both Congress and the administration have already said that infrastructure investment is a priority. It touches everybody. So I think I think we'll get good support.
How does this intersect with the state-level highway funding bill that Governor Hutchinson just got passed?
I think that it's interesting. Arkansas is one of five states that doesn't flex money to public transportation. I think in our state, it's critically important, obviously, that we maintain that infrastructure. But we really rely on the federal dollars coming down that are identified specifically for public transit.
How long till you'll know if you're successful or not? When are they voting on this funding?
Well, they're putting together bills now, and it's going to be a process throughout this year, but it needs to get done this year for sure.
All right. Well, once again, that's Charles Frazier, CEO of Rock Region Metro. Charles, thanks for your time.
Appreciate you.
David Monteith, KUAR News.